Nolte, 11 Reasons Democrats Are in Real Trouble. By John Nolte on November 3, 2021. Democrats and their corrupt media allies will blame what they always blame for Tuesday night's devastating losses: racism and poor communication. Well, they might be able to convince themselves of that in Virginia, where critical race theory was a key issue, but why is a Republican this close to winning the governorship in New Jersey, where culture issues were not on the table? Why did left-wing referendums in deep blue cities like Minneapolis fail by wide margins? Why is deep blue Seattle's new city attorney a Republican, and one who won by a 59-41% margin? Democrats are in real trouble, and here's why. The establishment media can no longer manipulate public opinion. After 5 years of whoring out their credibility to take Trump down, a majority of voters no longer trust the media to tell them the truth. Over and over, the media have been caught in audacious lies. On top of that, the media are bubbled, arrogant, and out of touch. The public is now wise to the media's gaslighting techniques, and new media makes it impossible for the fake media to hide real news. It was new media that exposed the critical race theory that's poisoning our schools. It was new media that broke the Loudoun County School Board scandal. It was new media that made it impossible for the fake media to pretend parental rights is code for racism or that critical race theory isn't real. COVID exposed the travesty of government-run schools. Nothing opened the eyes of independent voters and suburban moms more than the unnecessary closing of government-run schools at the behest of far-left teachers' unions. On top of the inconvenience of having your kids home all day came the horror of watching their children disintegrate intellectually and socially. Worse still, as private schools and red state schools opened with no problem, parents finally got a real look at the left-wing monsters in charge of their children's education. Then came the horror of critical race theory. There is no place a leftist is happier than in that influential spot between parent and child. But when you are hurting their children by teaching them racism, closing schools for no reason, and forcing them into masks you are constantly caught not wearing, parents strike back. Woke blacklisting. The media and Democrat Party have wholeheartedly embraced left-wing McCarthyism, and decent people don't like it. Decent people do not want people destroyed over their ideas, opinions, or something they might have said 5 years ago. It's un-American and obscene. Worrying about pronouns while gas and food prices explode is pure lunacy. What's more, in the closing days of the Virginia election, Democrats and the media prove just how extreme and out of touch they are by launching a campaign to shame people as vulgar racists over "Let's go, Brandon. Joe Biden is a failed president. The economy is slowing, gas prices are up more than a dollar a gallon. Inflation is at record highs, the southern border is wide open to any unvaccinated illegal who wants in. Violent crime is up, the virus continues to rage, and hundreds of Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan. Joe Biden moved to the far left. This is something that doesn't get enough attention. During the 2020 campaign, as his party sought to defund the police, open our borders, cheer on race riots, and blacklist everyone who strayed from the woke plantation, Biden posed as the rational alternative to Trump. But once Biden got into office, he moved to the left of even Obama on every conceivable issue, from trans voodoo to insane spending to open borders to strangling our energy sector. Public whiplash was key to last night's expression of buyer's remorse. Democrats ignore needs of voters. While inflation, gas prices, and violent crime soar, while unvaccinated illegal aliens swarm, while schools destroy kids by teaching racism and forcing them into masks, while people are fired for refusing to get vaccinated, the Democrat Party is obsessing over Trump, carbon, and pronouns. Donald Trump was not a factor. Blacklisting the former president from social media was the dumbest thing the organized left ever did. I'm convinced that if Trump still had access to his Twitter feed, instead of losing to Republican Glenn Youngkin by a handful of points, Democrat Terry McAuliffe would have won by a few points. If Trump runs for president in 2024, I'll crawl over broken glass to support and vote for him. But there's no denying he turns off a lot of independent voters and animates Democrats. Trump was a great president and one capable of great charm. He is also responsible for bringing the issues to the fore that turned the GOP into a true force and injecting it with the spine necessary to ignore and dismiss the fake media. but his brutal honesty, his bombast, and his childish need to make everything about him does indeed make everything about him, including elections. Well, this election was not about him. It was about local issues involving crime and schools and mandates and taxes. Democrats stink on those issues, and Trump was not available to cover up that stink. Calling everyone racist. Turn on the news right now and see it for yourself. As I write this, the establishment media and Democrats are accusing everyone who voted against them of racism. Their ludicrous reasoning is that the issue of parental rights is racism. Therefore, opposing critical race theory is racism. No, wait. Believing critical race theory is real is itself racism. Thankfully, they have learned nothing. Democrats are beholden to the far left. This is the biggest problem for Democrats. The killjoy fascists and the woke/trans/defund-the-police/critical-race-theory wing of the party now own the party. And the party did this to themselves. No one forced Democrats to smear the working class, who were once the backbone of their party, as racists. No bullpen. Biden was the last politician the Democrats had who could credibly run as a moderate and not terrify independents. And he's nowhere near capable of running again in 2024. Arrogance. Democrats and their media allies have stopped hiding their smug disdain for everyday people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.